I want to wish everybody a good Shabbos and a freilich Shabbos and a lechtige Shabbos. This week's parsha, Parshas Kedoshim, starts off, tells us the Torah, the mitzvah in Kedoshim Ti. Kedoshim Ti, ki kudosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. Then the next pusik carries on and says, Ish imoi v'uviv tirui v'shabsois ha'tishmoiri, ani Hashem Elokeichem. And then the third pusik says again, Al tifni el huelilim v'lohei maseich loisasi lechem, ani Hashem Elokeichem. In each of these three psikim writes the Torah, ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ot gezuk de alte tshot kivarebbe, z'chisse yugin aleini, a gewalti gewalt, which can be a chizik for us in our present situation. We're ready now in Chodesh Iyar, and although in the first few weeks of the quarantine, people had the Yontif to look forward to, and there was the actual Yontif, and then afterwards Chodesh Nissan, but now already in Chodesh Iyar, and people are already becoming tired and waiting, and people finding it difficult to stay at home, and others find themselves inadequate. They're longing to go back to the Beis HaMedrash, to go back to the Shi'ira Torah. They don't feel themselves that they can be mechazik themselves at the avoidus chushiv to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. They feel inadequate in the avoida and they need others to help them. Ot gezug de alte tshot kivarebbe a gewalti gewalt. There are different madregas of Yidden and Klal Yisroel. The highest level is the level of Groser Tzadikim, Kedosha Elyoin, Kedoshim ti ki kudosh uni, zuk the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, ani Hashem Elokeichem. Of somebody who's on the level Kedoshim ti, says Rabbeinu Shel Olam about such a person, ani Hashem Elokeichem. Then you have somebody who hasn't been zoicha to this high level of Kedoshim ti. However, he's medaktik b'toyre mitzvos, ishimoy voviv tirui, b'shabsois ha'tishmoiri, he keeps the mitzvos. Zuk the Rabbeinu Shel Olam about such a yid also, ani Hashem Elokeichem. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is proud of his avoida. And then you have the lowest madregan klal Yisroel, not yidin who are kadoshim, not even yidin who are keeping shoyma Torah and mitzvahs. The only thing is al tifni el leililim v'lahei maseich loisasi lachem. They've got mesiris nefesh to keep as best as they can, not to run after the goyim, not to be swayed by the deruchim of the goyim, and to serve the goysha avoid azura and the goysha culture. Zuk the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, even such a yid, the Gemara zuk the Masechtas Megillah, as a yid is called a yid as long as he's not oved avoid azura, as zuk the Gemara Megillah and Daf Yud Gimel. I feel as such a person, he's only yid with Elohei Maseich Lesas Lechem, zuk the Rabbeinu Shel Olam about such a person, ani Hashem Elokeichem. So every yid, on every whatever madrega he is, his avoider, zuk the Rabbeinu Shel Olam about this person, ani Hashem Elokeichem. If you are trying your best, you're trying your hardest, even if it's not as it should be, even if it's not perfect, zuk the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, ani Hashem Elokeichem, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is proud of the avoider of every single yid. We have in this week's parsha as well, we have the mitzvah, the famous mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha. And there again, in the Pusik writes, V'ahavta l'reyecha kamoicha ani Hashem. And the Mefarshim ask, why there does the Pusik need to end ani Hashem? What connection does it have with the beginning of the Pusik, V'ahavta l'reyecha kamoicha? The Heilige Rishna, od gezuk de gewaltige Wort. And he said, a mushel as follows. There was once a person who was accused of a certain crime, and he was put on trial, and he was found guilty. And the verdict was delivered that this person is going to be hanged in the public square. And when it came to the day that this person was going to be hanged, and a large crowd assembled, as this person was being led up to the gallows, suddenly, from out of the crowd, somebody starts shouting and said, This person is innocent. This person is innocent. Let him go. Nobody took any notice. He'd had a trial and he'd been found guilty. But then the person carried on shouting and he said, this person is innocent. It was me. I was the one who committed the crime. Well, if he owned up, he's committed the crime, and the person had been found guilty had denied it. So then and there, the judge said, no problem. We'll hang you instead. So they took the second person and they led him up to the gallows. As they were leading the second person up to the gallows, so the first person started to shout, and he said, it's not true what this person is saying. He's innocent. It's me. I'm the guilty one. I was the one who committed the crime. And each of these two people, each of them is insisting that they did it, and the other one is innocent. And the judges had never seen such a thing before. They said, we have to bring this to the king. The king is the one who's got to decide what to do here. So they brought these two people to the king. And the king said, in my life, I've never heard such a story. Can you explain what's going on here? Each one insists he wants to be hanged. He's the guilty one. The other one is innocent. And the two people said the same thing. We are close friends together. And I know fully well my friend is innocent. And if I'm going to see my friend being killed, I would rather give up my life instead of my friend and let my friend be spared. When the king heard this, he said, you know, I'm surrounded by many ministers and many advisors, and all of them, they tell me all day long, they only mean my good. They're only here to try and help me, but I know fully well deep down that none of them are really interested in me. They're only interested in themselves, in lining their own pockets. I've never before come across two such people who are so selfless and willing to give up their lives for the other. I want that you should become my advisors, and I want to be friends with both of you, because these are the type of people that I treasure, and I want to be surrounded with people who are so selfless. Ot gezug der heilige Rishna, as when a yid is makayim the mitzvah from vahavto l'reicho, kamoicho, taka kamoicho, a yid is willing to be moisa nefesh for a zweite yid, zuk the raboy neshloilam ani Hashem. I want to be part of your friendship. I want to be together with you. And when you are yid is makayim vahavto l'reicho kamoicho, demos one is zoicho to emesa hashruz hashchina. There is a beautiful, moving story from Nagun from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zeicher Tzadik v'Kudosh Levrucha. I heard this over from Rav Moshe Aaron Stern. He said over the story, and he heard it from the Yid who was present. It was a Yid who worked in the office of the yeshiva of Rav Moshe Teferis Yishalayim in New York. One day this Yid, he was sitting in the office of the yeshiva together with Rav Moshe, and there was a knock on the door. And he said, come in. And in walked a chusin and a kala, a young bochen, a young maidel. They walked in together. And they said they'd come to speak to Rav Moshe. And no sooner did they walk into the room than both of them burst into bitter tears. And they were sobbing uncontrollably. And Rav Moshe was a very soft person, became very, very upset and very agitated. And he said, I beg of you, please stop crying. Please tell me what has happened. And they were crying and crying until eventually they were able to calm themselves down. And the Kala, she started to speak. And she said as follows, they're Chusin and Kala, and they're engaged, hoping to get married soon. And a few days ago, a few weeks ago, the Chusin wasn't feeling well. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor took one look at him, and he didn't like what he saw. And he sent him to a professor in a hospital, and he's been diagnosed, unfortunately, with Yena Machla. So why have they come to Rav Moshe? So said the Kala to Rav Moshe as follows, we've come to ask Rav Moshe, what should we do? He's very ill, we don't know what's going to be. If Rav Moshe is going to paskin that the chasna should go ahead and she should marry him, not knowing what's going to be, so if that's the psak, she's makabel bahava. And if Rav Moshe is going to rule that perhaps adarabba, they should break it up and she shouldn't be marrying him, somebody who's deathly ill by the seams, by the things, by the way it seems, So he will be makabel ba'ahava the psak of Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe should rule. What are they supposed to do? Reb Moshe jumped up from his place and he started pacing up and down in the room for a few minutes. And after a few minutes, he stopped and he said to this chusun and kala a most unbelievable and the most amazing thing. And he said the following words, I have already asked the Rabbeinu Shel Olam 38 times in my lifetime to perform a nes. I'm going to ask the Rabbeinu Shel Olam another time and it will be 39 times. He said, I don't want you to go back to the doctor. If he's given you any medicine, throw it in the bin and don't take it. And I don't want you to tell anybody that you've come here or what has happened or what the doctor has said, and go to the chippa b'shul toiva imitzlachas. V'kach hava, and this yid who was there in the room, who worked in the office, said, he never said this story for many years, and he's only publicized the story, this is going back some 20 years ago, he said, today this chus nekala already a zayda and a bubba, ze leben gesint and stark. And I thought to myself, it's the most amazing and the most moving story. But I had a kasha on this story. I am sure Reb Moshe was asked every single day of the week to be mespalel for people who were seriously ill, people who had yena machla, people who were choyle mesikin. And he didn't come along and say, I'm going to intercede on your behalf and ask Rabbeinu Shel Olam to perform a nes. He gave them a brucha and that was it. Why suddenly this chusun and kala? Reb Moshe said, I've asked 38 times in my life to perform a nes. For you, I'm going to make an exception and I'm going to ask another time, it'll be 39. Why were this chusun and kala zoicha more than everybody else? And it occurred to me the following machshuva with the vod from the Heilige Rishna. As when a yid is mekayim, the mitzvah from v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, Ani Hashem, I'm becoming a shittuf with you. I want to be together with you. When this kala could say to Reb Moshe that if he's going to paskin that she's got to marry him, even though he's going to be seriously ill or even worse, and she's makabel bahava, if that's what he says. And when the chusim could say that if Reb Moshe is going to paskin that he's got to break her off and she's going to go off and marry somebody else, he's makabel bahava because how can he do this to her that she should be married to a kranker bucha? So Reb Moshe saw this is a chusun makala, who they are not thinking at all about themselves. They are thinking only about somebody else. This is the emes madrega of v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. And when there's the emes of v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, zuk the Rabbeinu Shel Olam ani Hashem, I will be a shittuf, I will be together with you. So when there's hashus hashchina, we can ask Rabbeinu Shel Olam to intercede and to poil in Yeshia. Rabbi Cheske Levenstein hat gesucht der gewaltige Wort. Rabbi Cheske Levenstein hat gesucht as follows. We know the opposite of a hafta l'reicha kamoicha is when a person behaves ba'achzurius. What does it mean, achzurius? How does one translate the word achzurius? Sucht Rabbi Cheske Levenstein as achzurius is rushetavus, is neutrikin, och zo. Ochzo doesn't mean you have to be cruel, it means you are indifferent. When you see a fellow yid is suffering, somebody is sad, somebody is not managing, and you could phone him up, and you could say a gitvot, you could do something to help him, something to cheer him up, and you are indifferent, this is achzurius. Achzurius doesn't mean you have to go out and be cruel and nasty to him. Just being indifferent, ochzo, it's to me, it's Zohar, he's a fremde mensch. This alone is achzurius. The Chazon Ish writes in the letters printed in Koivis Igris Chazon Ish, he writes to somebody, Chusel lecho hegesh shel hishtatfus betzar ziloscho. I feel that you are lacking a hegesh, the feel of what it means to be mishtatf in the tzar of other people. Says the Chazon Ish, v'ho eitzah lazeh. There is an eitzah, how you can acquire this sensitivity. Ha hishtadlus lahativoi lehatziloi mitzah, to do a hishtadlus, how can I somehow help somebody else? How can I be matzah somebody else bitzah? Vahamase poeles al halev, and going out your way to be mishtadl, to help a fellow yid, this is poeles al halev. This will make that you should acquire the sensitivity of Ahavas Yisrael. V'chein lehispalel al tzuras zilusoi, and you should be mispalel on another person's surah, af she'ein hadvum yotzim min alev, even if you don't mean it sincerely, but in the time, in the meshach hazman, you'll get there. V'afim hamitztaer hamoini hedyot ibuzi, and this is regarding even somebody who the yid whose mitztah is a person who the Chaznish calls a hamoini hedyot ibuzi, a low individual. Even for such a person, you should be mishtadl to be mishtatif betzaroi. And this is our avoida now, not to be indifferent to all those around us who unfortunately are ill or sick or not managing or have lost, unfortunately, part of their mishpucha, to be mishtadl, to feel their pain and to reach out to them and see how one can help in some way, even just a phone call, zugeg episa gitvot. The Havas Shulem, one of the Eshte Rebbes from Talmidei Baal Shem, writes the gewaltige Wort, al derech the Wort von Heiliger Rishna. The gematria of the word Ahava is 13. When you have two Yidden and they have Ahava to each other, twice 13 is 26, is gematria Shem Avai. V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, if there's emes Ahava zwischen zwei Yidden, it demels m'zoicha taka to become tis madrega v'ani Hashem to Ashus Hashchina. And this is v'yichan Yisrul neged ahozun chazal k'ish echod b'leiv echod. The Tosis Yontef writes, this week's Peirik and Masechta Suvos, the third Peirik, the Mishnah says, Shnaim Shiyoshvim Ve'em B'neim Divre Torah Harei Ze Moishev Leitzim. Zuk the Tosis Yontef, a gewaltige Wort. The Mishnah doesn't say these two people are not learning. Steht Shnaim Shiyoshvim, two people are sitting, Ve'ein Beinehem Divrei Torah. There's no Divrei Torah which is being learnt Beinehem, between them. It could be these two Yidden are learning, sitting side by side, they're learning, Groisu Masmidim, or but they're not learning one with the other. Hareze Moishav Leitzim. You can have two Yidden sitting and learning, Basmuda Gedoyle, and the Mishnah calls them a Moishav Leitzim. Why is it a Moishav Leitzim? They're sitting and learning. Says the Tosis Yontef, it's a Moishav Leitzim because Ve'ein Beinehem. There is no Torah being discussed between them. And therefore it's a Moishav Leitzim because they are making letzonus of each other. How can it be two Yidden sit together and they ignore each other and they have nothing to talk Divrei Torah one with the other? This is a Moishav Leitzim, a mach letzonus, ein Yid from the anderer. Aber sagt der Mishnah, Shnaim Shiyoshvim, Ve'yesh Beinayim Divre Torah. The Torah is being learnt Beinayim, says the Mishnah, Shchina Shriya Beinayim. Then there's Ashus Hashchina, Shenema, Oz Nidbiri Yirei Hashem Ishel Ra'ehi, Meret Ein Yid mit der Zweite. Steht in der Pusiv Ishlerev, Ve'yishma ve'yikusav sefer zikun lefunav le'yira Hashem l'choish ve'shemoy. The Rebbeinu Shloilem hears and listens when Yidden are learning together and being machabed one the other. And the Rebbeinu Shloilem ve'yikusav sefer zikun lefunav. Rebbeinu Shloilem will write it down in a sefer zikun lefunav. What's this sefer lekuran? Le'yira Hashem l'choish ve'shemoy. I saw it written in the name of Reb David Lelever. Reb David Lelever gazuk brought in a sefer kedushas Mordechai that just like in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the membeis masuos, and this is gvona chelik from the Torah. Gazuk Reb David Lelever, kein ato koisev eliyui hanuvi, kol haraf sakuos shel kol echad meYisrael. All the troubles and all the nisyonis and all the difficulties that Yidden are going through in the Zman Agulis, Eliyahu HaNavi is writing it down. Ikeshiyuvoi Mashiach b'mheira v'yameini, yiyeh mizeh sefer sheyilmod mimeni. This will become a sefer. And this vort of Rav David Lelever, the Shem Mishmiel quotes it in Parshas Maaseh, Tufresh Ayin Zayin, in the name of the Kotzker Rebbe. And he brings it actually from one of the last Rishonim, the Tzroi Hamoya. Says the Kotzker Rebbe as follows, that kol masuis yisul begulis hamah hazeh, all the difficulties of Yidden in this long and gulis, v'hatzah, v'hatiltel, mimukim lemukim, and all the tzuras that Yidden are enduring in memeshech the gulis, all these things, ma'oiruis hagulis, and all the happenings in the gulis, is nechtev b'shamayim, el usid yeh mizeh seifa, zoid the Kotzker Rebbe gezogt, and he quotes it from the Tzroi Hamoya, where the Tzroi Hamoya writes this very clearly. And he quotes the same Lushan HaPusik which the Mishnah quotes. The Mishnah said, Shnaim sheyoshvim v'yesh b'neim divra Torah, the v'yakshev Hashem v'yishma v'yikusev seif zikun lefunav, writes the Sefer Hamor, the Zelbel Lushan, k'shiyufoi oisa eis harumas b'divrei hanavim b'achris hayumim, v'yakshev Hashem v'yishma hatalois, Reboishim will hear all the difficulties, v'ha'amoiruois, and all the happenings, ha'kasivois Sefer Zikuron Lefunov, which will be written as Sefer Zikuron, Miyoim Ashegolini Matseini Ad Hayoim Azeh, V'yira in Onyeini V'amuleini V'lachatseini V'dochakeini, and the Rabbi Shem will see all our sufferings in the Gulis, K'moishiru Oini Avaseini B'mitzrayim, V'yishlach Luni Shnei HaMashiach, Mashiach Ben David, Mashiach Ben Yosef, Lo Shiyeini Kiyad Hashem HaToivu Aleihem, V'kama Toivu Kefile Mechepez Lamukim Aleini Lefi Rov HaTzuras V'Hataluois, and how much Toivu we will receive as a result of all that we have suffered during the Gulas. So now, when we are suffering, everybody's at home, and we've been making the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha, with Zoycha Taka, the Rabbi Nishloilim says, Ani Hashem, and every Yid on his Madrega, Vusva Madrega Zol Nozan, Zuk the Rabbi Nishloilim, you avoid this Chushiv to me, Ani Hashem Eloikechem, and the Rabbi Nishloilim is proud of the avoid of every Yid, and the Yid is Machabed, his fellow, whoever it should be, his own family, Fushteitzich, is his Zoyche Ani Hashem. And then the Rabbein Shloim, V'yakshev Hashem V'yishma, V'yikuse B'seif V'zikun Lefunav, L'yir Hashem, L'choyshe Shmoy. Boishim Zal Helfim, Zal Al Zoyche Zan, Sigid Shabbos, and a Freilicha Shabbos, a Gezinta Shabbos, and a Lechtige Shabbos, Luni L'chol Yisrul, Omein.